and welcome to International Report. A UN tourism report ranks France as a top tourist destination in the world, with nearly 90 million tourists last year. 50 million visits to Paris alone. That's according to statistics from the mayor's office. And at the heart of Paris is the River Seine. For the fourth part of our series, A Parisian Summer, Arnaud Béranger goes aboard a boat cruise down the Seine, so sit back and enjoy the ride.
We stand at the foot of the Eiffel Tower. We go down the stairs to the banks of the Seine. There are other tourists waiting in line to get a ride on a bateau mouche, literally a flyboat. We get on the flyboat. There are visitors from everywhere in the world. We go to the open viewing deck on top of the boat. And we set sail. Beautiful Paris passes by on both banks. On our right, the Grand Palais, one of Paris's main museums. It has the largest nave of Europe and a glass roof of nearly 18,000 square meters. Our boat passes under the many bridges of the Seine. The Pont de l'Alma, with the Flamme de la Liberté on our left. The monument is an exact replica of the flame of the Statue of Liberty. Today, the Flamme de la Liberté has become a memorial for Princess Diana. It was here in 1997 that she died in a tragic car accident. The Pont de la Concorde, built with stones that came from the demolition of the Bastille prison. The people on the boat seem lost in a trance. Look, to your right, the Palais Bourbon, the seat of France's National Assembly. Look at its grand facade with 12 large pillars.
On your right is the Gare d'Orsay, built in 1900. It was a train station for 39 years and finally escaped demolition. Now it's the Orsay Museum, dedicated mainly to Impressionist painting.
Holiday tables.
And to your left, ladies and gentlemen, the largest and the most famous museum in the world, the Louvre. Seems never-ending. This was the home to France's kings.
This is a feeling.
If you visit all the galleries at the Louvre, it would be the equivalent of a semi-marathon. We pass under the Pont des Arts, a wooden bridge hailed by poets, painters and singers. Then, the Pont Neuf.
Oldest bridge in Paris. It was the first stone bridge with sidewalks and completely free of houses. Along the quays on both sides of the Seine, you can see the booksellers. Their green wooden stands are in fixed positions, placed there in the middle of the 19th century.
A few minutes later, we arrive at Île de la Cité.
It is home to Notre Dame Cathedral, whose construction began in 1163. It was completed 182 years later.
Earlier this year, a tragic fire destroyed part of the Notre Dame. We see scaffolding on the rear part of the cathedral, which is now closed to the public. Our boat makes a U-turn and goes back on its tracks.
For those of you with pleasure or snacking and snacking plus coupons, you can collect your snacks at the ship's bar.
As we don't have neither snacking nor snacking plus coupons, we went to speak to Lucy, a sailor on our boat.
J'adore naviguer.
I love sailing and I love seeing the smiles when the people finish their boat cruise. They're all so happy.
Ils ont fini la croisière.
We sail back up the Seine, and after a while, we come back where we started, the Eiffel Tower. The tower was built by Gustave Eiffel for the 1889 World Fair. At the time, it was criticized. People didn't like it. Today, It is one of the most visited monuments in the world and a symbol for France. Just listen to this anecdote.
It's about the crook Victor Lustig. In 1925, there was again talk of dismantling the tower, and Lustig, posing as a government official, succeeded in convincing a gullible scrap merchant to buy the tower from him.
We have come to the end of our cruise. We hope you have enjoyed it.
The tourists all have a dreamy look in their eyes.
My name is Josh. I'm from the United States. The boat ride was lovely. It's just wonderful to see the history here and the architecture and all the different styles. There's something very soothing and very peaceful about being here. My daughter is falling in love with Paris. I'm worried she won't come home.
We get off the boat. Another group of tourists is waiting. Then, one by one, in ones and twos and threes and fours, everyone fades into the Parisian summer.
Que des bourgeois, qu'avril bourgeonne, ou que décembre gèle, ils sont fiers et contents. Ce pigeon est aimé 3 jours par sa pigeonne.